Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about acreage reporting dates. Farm Service Agency reminds crop and livestock producers that all 2016 crops and land uses, including CRP, must annually be certified by filing Form FSA 578, Report of Commodities, by July 15th. Crop certification reports are required for producers who will be enrolled in the ARC-PLC programs, as well as commodity loans, loan deficiency payments, conservation reserve program, non-insured crop disaster assistance programs, and the livestock forage disaster program. In most cases, all cropland on the farm must be reported for program compliance. Also needed for the acreage report are planting dates, type and variety of crops, and accurate acreages. It's a producer's responsibility to accurately report acres and producer share or risk in the individual crops. Discrepancies found later may affect eligibility for all FSA-administered programs. Acreage reports may be filed once crops are planted. FSA 578s filed after the July 15th date will be charged a minimum late filing measuring fee of $46 per form. If producers will be reporting prevented planting or failed acreage, please visit your crop insurance agent before reporting the acreage to FSA. June 15 is the deadline to report prevented corn. For prevented soybeans, the date is June 30. Producers may also report CRP acreage in 2017 perennial forage crops now. December 15, 2016 is the deadline to report your 2017 forage crops. To save time and ensure efficient service, we appreciate and highly encourage appointments for scheduling and completing your FSA program activities. Call or stop by to schedule yours today. Now, Conservation Reserve Program cover maintenance. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season that runs May 15th to August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestations. Producers who complete CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If the CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15, CRP producers are reminded they need to contact the local FSA office and request an extension to complete mid-contract management activities after August 1st and before September 30th of this year. Now, 2016 FSA County Committee elections. The nomination period for the Cass County Committee begins June 15, 2016. Nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the Cass County FSA office by the close of business on August 1st. County committees are unique to FSA and allow producers to have a voice on federal farm program implementation at the local level. Cass County FSA office is actively seeking nominees for Local Administrative Area 1, which encompasses Brighton, Pimosa, Benton Grant, Grove, and Franklin townships. If you reside in any of those townships and are involved with the farmer as an owner, operator, or other tenant, please consider serving your fellow producers on the FSA County Committee. The annual FSA County Committee election of ag producers to serve on Farm Service Agency committees is important to all farmers and ranchers, whether you're a beginning or long-term producer, or whether you have a large or small operation. The elected county committee members serve a three-year term and are responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity and price support programs, as well as other important federal farm program issues, ensuring the needs of local producers are met. Committee meets about once a month, and members are eligible. Members are paid for their time and reimbursed for mileage expenses. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign a form FSA 669A by the nomination deadline of August 1st. Producers may nominate themselves or others as candidates. Organizations representing minority and women farmers may also nominate candidates. All producers, including beginning farmers, minority, and underserved farm owners, are encouraged to submit a nomination to serve on the FSA County Committee. For more information or to complete an application, please contact our office. And finally, guaranteed loans. FSA guaranteed loans allow lenders to provide ag credit to farmers who do not meet the lender's normal underwriting criteria. Farmers and ranchers can apply for a guaranteed loan through a lender, and the lender arranges for the guarantee. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of the principal and interest on a loan. Guaranteed loans can be used for both farm ownership and operating purposes. Guaranteed farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, construct or repair buildings, develop farmland to promote soil and water conservation, or to refinance debt. Guaranteed operating loans can be used to purchase livestock, farm equipment, feed, seed, fuel, farm chemicals, insurance, and other operating expenses. FSA can guarantee farm ownership and operating loans up to $1,399,000. Repayment terms vary depending upon the type of loan, collateral, and the producer's ability to repay the loan. Operating loans are normally repaid within 7 years, and farm ownership loans are not to exceed 40 years. Additional program information, loan applications, and other materials relating to guaranteed loans or other loan financing opportunities are available at the Cass County FSA office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.